Live from just outside Buckingham Palace here in London, this is a special edition of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. A very good morning to you all. We're moments away from the kickoff to 4 days of celebrations called the Platinum Jubilee, which marks an historic milestone for the nation's longest ever reigning monarch. It all starts with Trooping the Colour. It's a military parade complete with a flyover from what else but 70 Royal Air Force aircraft. We'll get away from the Queen and her family from that very famous balcony that we've got eyes on right now. Events will be taking place for the next 4 days, a concert, a horse derby, street parties up and down this country, and of course, a four-day weekend to make room for all of the celebrations. In fact, hospitality is expected to see a $2.5 billion boost over the next 4 days. That's according to a British industry group. For those wanting to throw a celebration fit for a queen, you might look for a literal royal stamp of approval that you can find on a very select number of products. I'll admit it was a tough job, but I ventured out to one of Britain's very first chocolate shops to find out all about these royal warrants.
Oh, Victoria, lovely to see you. Nice. Hello.
Step inside Charbonnel A. Walker, and you'll find row upon row of carefully made, perfectly decorated chocolates neatly stacked in their gleaming glass display case.
The chocolate crown was actually the first chocolate that Madame Charbonnel and Mrs. Walker made.
Spokeswoman Jo Humphreys explains the company has been making chocolate this way since 1875, and for the past 50 years, it's been supplying its cocoa confections to Queen Elizabeth herself. And that has earned Charbonnel A. Walker the ability to display a royal warrant, a coat of arms, on all of its products.
We feel incredibly proud, actually. It's a wonderful mark of recognition that they enjoy our chocolate products.
Charbonnel A. Walker is one of only 800 companies with a royal warrant. Mark Leishman, executive director and secretary of the Royal Warrant Holders Association, explains what it takes to get one.
You apply. You have to have been trading with one of the senior households for at least 5 years out of the previous seven. If you are accepted, you will then undergo a financial audit, followed by a fairly intensive environmental audit.
The whole process can take about a year. And importantly, the products and services don't have to be British to qualify. Champagne Lancon is one of 8 French champagne houses to hold a British royal warrant.
We were granted the royal warrant on the 4th of December, 1900.
That's the company's managing director, Robert Rand, who explained that despite what some might think, this relationship is still a transactional one for both sides.
There is a committee in the British wine industry. We submit samples to them, and they then pick which they think are the best wines for that particular venue and function.
Those can be the Queen's garden parties or dinners with dignitaries from around the world. And Rand says just being associated with events like that is good for business. A sentiment similarly shared back on Bond Street by Charbonnel A. Walker. And it's even rolled out a special Platinum Jubilee line of chocolate boxes. Jo Humphrey says the excitement is now palpable.
Whether it's our British customers and even those from abroad, it creates a very special gift for them to take back to friends and family and a mark of something very British that is appreciated.
Well, a British special edition box of chocolates or a bottle of French rosé. The message is very simple from those businesses. You too can celebrate this historic Platinum Jubilee the royal way. And I will say all of the people packed here in these stands have certainly figured that one out.